Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, where we discuss all of the news in the world of basketball. My name is Ben.
And I'm Pauline.
We're back here on a Monday, leading you into your traditional work week. Maybe some of you, not so much. Like me, I don't have a traditional work week. I basically work, the exception of most Sundays, practically every day.
Day and night.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I kind of have to hustle for everything I can. So, I mean, I guess it's good. It gives me a good work ethic. And
yeah, you know.
I kind of feel good about myself because I've worked for pretty much everything I've been given to me in my adult life. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess it's not too bad, but definitely staying busy, and we are back here.
Stay out of trouble.
That's true, too. I've never been a guy who's been in trouble. I always had a good head on my shoulders, so.
Good.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing, and I do take pride in that, but you are right about that. It does keep me out of trouble. So, we are back here.
Right.
In the studio, talking some basketball. We were not here on Friday, so we gotta talk about maybe a few days. So, first, we're gonna start talking about the NBA All-Star starters. They were revealed Thursday night, so of course we did not mention them. So on the Eastern Conference side, you have DeMar DeRozan, you have Kyrie Irving, you have LeBron James. Giannis Antetokounmpo gets his first All-Star appearance and his first start, definitely much deserved, from the Milwaukee Bucks this year. And Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butt.
So on the Eastern Conference side, we have basically a whole lot of forwards. DeMar DeRozan, a bigger guard, and then Kyrie, but no true center because the way the voting went is sort of broken down between backcourt and frontcourt. Frontcourt, you saw Joel Embiid mention, like, maybe we should put the center back on in. There.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he would have been on there, and he's having a great rookie season.
Yeah.
Going to win the rookie of the year as long as he stays healthy. And even the Sixers having a great year, even without Ben Simmons, the number one overall pick, who is yet to play yet.
Mm-hmm.
He will reportedly be playing set within the next couple of months. So interested to see how he will debut.
I am interested
and really
about
kind
that.
Of coexist with Embiid because this is Embiid's team as it stands right now.
Exactly, and how that's going to work out. Because I'm always interested to see when you have two great stars, like great players, and like how you said, how with Joe Embiid right now. This is his squad. Everybody's kind of getting used to that chemistry and that flow. So when you introduce somebody else, it can either go really, really well and it could be like the missing piece that we've needed, or it can be one of those things, a struggle and like power of wills, battle of wills, excuse me, and just could, you know, some the kinks that you try to iron out during preseason is going to happen late in the season now for them.
So I haven't talked to you about this, but I've been kind of critical of Ben Simmons. I wasn't a big fan of him coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Great player, great skill set, can really do it all. Good passing forward at 6'9". A lot of people remind him of LeBron James. I wouldn't go that far, but from a size and distributor kind of role, I can see the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been a big fan of him. Kind of reports at LSU, not the best teammate. Couldn't really lead his team to the tournament.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Is they didn't get to the tournament either. So, which was really interesting. I'm just interested to see that transition. And I guess a lot of people are, especially if you're a Sixers fan, to see his transition into the NBA. And it doesn't help that he had that injury that kind of like dismantled all, I'm sure, that he was looking forward to in the beginning.
Right. So I'm definitely looking forward to his debut and seeing how he can kind of be an NBA player because he hasn't even played yet.
Right.
We saw Blake Griffin didn't even play his whole rookie year and how that turned out. So it's turned out pretty good. But I've kind of put him already in that Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook mold of kind of like one of those like Devo players who's probably not going to win anything. So, I mean, just because that's what we saw in college. Like, no disrespect to the guy.
Okay.
So, we saw in college, he couldn't even lead his team to the tournament. 68 teams make the tournament.
Yeah.
LSU
and
was
it's LSU,
They were ranked at one point during the season with him there. So, I mean, they lost by 40 when they were trying to get into the tournament in the SEC tournament, which would give them an automatic bid into the big dance. So, he couldn't even do that. They lose by 40. I mean, not the best teammate. So, We'll see how things go, anyways, with the Sixers, definitely having a great, great season, and Joel Embiid really their leader. But anyways, back to the All-Stars. So now on the Western Conference side,
Kawhi.
Kind of more of a traditional starting five.
Yeah, I like it.
You have Kawhi Leonard, you have Kevin Durant, and you have Anthony Davis in the front court.
Yep.
In the back court, you have James Harden, no real surprise there.
Of course.
So then, at the point guard position, you got to have Russell Westbrook, who's averaging a triple-double, right?
I know, who has literally been Right. That's what I would have went with.
But instead, we have Steph Curry.
This is... But then that's the thing. We have this whole... It's... In a way, it's kind of like a popularity contest. As far as...
Well, it is. I mean,
that part is concerned. And so it's surprising that it's not Russell, but is it really surprising that it's Steph? You know what I mean? He's kind of like the... Everybody's in love with him. Everybody's in love with him.
It is. It is a popularity contest. The NBA doing it a little differently this year,
mm-hmm.
because it's strictly been fan voting for the starting, and that's the way it's been for the last decade and a half. Think right. about how many times Yao Ming was voted into the starting role every single season when he wasn't even playing. So, but now they're doing it a little differently. It's basically split up 50-25-25. 50% of the vote to the fans, 25% to the media, 25% to the players.
Uh-huh.
But the tiebreaker in there is the fan vote. And it makes sense. It's a game for the fans.
Yeah.
It's so a game where you want to see your favorite players in there.
Yeah, fan favorites. Steph Curry.
The way the voting kind of broke down was Russell Westbrook was voted number one by the media and the players.
Sure.
No real surprise there. The guy's averaging a triple-double. He mm-hmm. should be the voted number one player for the Western Conference backcourt.
Right.
So there's no real surprise there. James Harden gets twos all across the board. I'm not surprised there either. Mm-hmm. He's been the second best. I'd argue he's been more valuable to his team than Westbrook. He'd be my MVP. But anyways, I don't have an issue with him being number two.
Yeah.
Curry gets number three by the media and the players. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised there. But he did have number one fan vote.
Yeah, everybody loves him.
So you have 3-2 overall scores. You have Harden with the all twos.
Mm-hmm.
You have Curry with the all twos. And you have Westbrook with the all twos. Then the tiebreaker comes down to you have Curry and you have Harden with 1-2 fan.
Mm-hmm.
The fan is the tiebreaker. It's a game for the fans, so it totally makes sense. That's why Westbrook is not starting. The same thing on the Eastern Conference side with Isaiah Thomas. So Isaiah Thomas was tied up there with DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah Thomas got basically shafted because of the fan vote, whether you would have wanted him to start or not. I'd argue not so much, but definitely will be an all-star reserve for Boston, so I'm not... For to me, I talked about it on Friday on the sports show. For me, is this a big deal? No.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, everyone's been talking
but
about everybody it. Oh,
gets,
my God.
But
it's
I feel
a
like
crime
some of these
humanity.
Guys, yeah, but some of these guys get their feelings really hurt, though.
This
like,
is
they
silly.
get really, like, they take it really personally. And I'm like, dude, like you said, it's not that big of a deal. It's more fun. It's more of, like, just, like, a hoorah type, like, showcase fun type thing. But then... They get their feelings hurt at the same time.
Trust
so.
Me, I get it. I'd want to start in the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely want to do it. It'd be an honor to start in the All-Star games
and
everything.
Definitely.
But for me, like it's not that big of a deal. And I'm just going to throw out some random numbers here.
Okay.
Let's say Russell Westbrook retires. Like, oh, he retires. He's 12th all-time scoring. He's like 6th all-time assists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 10-time All-Star, a 6-time starter. Like, are we going to really say that? Like,
yeah,
no. It's going to be like, oh, he's 8th all-time in scoring. He was a 12-time All-Star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be like, oh, he started 5 times.
Right.
Like big deal. He's going to be on the All-Star team. That's really...
That's what it is, yeah.
And then you have to look at where he looks like first-team All-NBA or second-team. There's no mm-hmm. reason he shouldn't be the first-team All-NBA point guard in the Western Conference side, really, in the whole NBA. But so, I mean, to me, it's not that big of a deal, but everyone's kind of talking about it like, oh, my God, it's a crime. Like, this is the biggest robbery I've seen.
But it's like, it doesn't... Why is it so surprising, though? It's Steph. You know what I mean? Like,
he's the most popular player in the league.
People that don't even care about basketball still love Steph. Like, he's the most... It doesn't surprise me.
Here's the thing I'm going to be
interested. As far as fan interest and fan, like, the most love... He's, like, the most likable guy.
Exactly.
You know, everything about him, he's just likable. And I'm sure people even just like him because they're like, oh, he's just, like, he seems wholesome. You know, like, he has an overall wholesome, nice guy package deal. So it doesn't surprise me.
The thing I'm going to be interested to see is during the game.
Okay, yes.
Because Russell Westbrook's not a starter, but he's going to be on the team.
Yes.
Kevin Durant is a starter. What's going to happen when they're on the floor together?
Russ ain't passing him the ball. He don't care.
You
he
don't
didn't
think
pass,
so?
He didn't pass him the ball before. He's definitely not passing him the ball now.
Well,
he's not passing him
some
the
truth
ball
to that,
now. So. And it's an All-Star game. No, Russell might even try to embarrass Kevin while he's still on the same team. Like,
how messed up would it be?
Like, Russell, He don't care.
Okay, so Steve
Kerr's and I'm the not coach. Starting. So I don't know. He's mad. He doesn't care. He's mad. He goes. He's mad.
So Steve Kerr's the coach,
right?
How interesting would it be? Because Durant and Curry are starting. Klay Thompson's probably going to be a reserve. Draymond Green is probably going to be a reserve. How interesting would it be if Steve Kerr put the four Warriors on the court with Russell Westbrook?
Russell ain't passing the ball to nobody. He's gonna
get like 1-on-5.
Yeah,
with the other four players standing there.
Yes, typical Russell Westbrook fashion. Yes, he's gonna. Russell don't care. He's gonna be jumping up and down, running around, hecka fast. Like we're gonna be like, this is no. He's gonna be doing the most. He's not gonna care. He'll be darn. He'll be darn. No.
I mean, he is a former All-Star Game MVP. So he'll
be darn.
I guess he knows what to do in these
triple double. He's gonna be like
exhibition games.
He's gonna be like, forget all y'all. Like you're gonna have to steal the ball. You're gonna have to steal the ball from him if you want the ball. If it's Warriors out there, no. I'm telling you, he's gonna embarrass them just for the simple fact that he's mad at all of them. He don't care.
How crazy would it be if you put up a triple double?
He's going to just for the principle. Well, he
has to pass the ball to do that, unless he's getting like 10 steals or something or blocks.
Yeah, he's gonna do something outrageous. Just,
I mean, he's got to do something. So, anyways, to me, it's not that big of a deal. The reserves will be announced eventually. Westbrook will probably be the first name on that list. So yeah, it's not a big deal to me. We'll take our first break of the show. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the games that have happened within the last couple of days in the NBA, including the Lakers last night on the 11th year anniversary of Kobe Bryant's 81-point game. The Lakers did quite possibly the worst thing they could have done to honor that. Yeah. Talk about that and more after the break at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back into the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. So, Pau Gasol, actually, on Thursday night, he broke a finger in his hand.
Oh.
In his left hand. During warm-ups, he ran into Kyle Anderson. He breaks a finger on his left hand. So, he's sidelined. Tony Parker's out for the Spurs as well. And what do they do on Friday? They beat the Cavaliers in overtime in Cleveland.
I'm telling you.
Like, I mean,
some teams are just highly favored.
I don't think it matters who is on the court for the Spurs. They just win.
You're pretty much guaranteed to win with them.
Kawhi Leonard with 40 points in that game. Yeah. So they do win in overtime against Cleveland on Friday. But anyways, we'll talk about some of the games yesterday. Right. The Warriors, no real surprise there. They pick up a monstrous 20-point victory over the Magic. Yep. Steph Curry, 27.6 assists and 4 rebounds. Mm-hmm. And Elfrid Payton and his hair that reminds me of The Weeknd. But now The Weeknd cut his hair.
So not attractive.
I'm not sure what. Okay.
I mean,
he had a fantastic game. 23 points, 10 assists, and 4 rebounds. Mm-hmm. But like, I would think about it. How much better could he be if he got some braids or cut that? Because
got that Kawhi Leonard.
He's like, it's got to be weighing him down, right? It's bouncing all over the place and it's definitely wacky. He's got his own thing going on. I mean, he's playing good, but
it's just, I guess, I mean, I don't know. I just like a clean shave, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's got going up there. But anyways, the Magic now 18-28. The Warriors 38-6.
His look, his signature.
Yeah. The Suns pick up their 15th win of the season with a 115-103 victory over the Toronto Raptors, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. Eric Bledsoe, monster game, 40 points, 13 assists, and 6 boards. Jonas Valanciunas led the way for Toronto. He had a double-double with 16 points and 12 rebounds. And the Minnesota Timberwolves pick up a rare win, giving their season so far. 111-108 over the Denver Nuggets. Yep. Karl Anthony Towns, monster game. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. I really think he's going to be I really think he's going to be the best big man in a couple years.
He's like on that up and up. And he's like, only
second-year player.
Yeah.
He is absolutely monstrous. Mm-hmm. I love him. And then Gary Harris led the way for Denver. 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. But we mentioned the Lakers.
Yep.
Got to talk about the Lakers now. The 11-year anniversary last night of Kobe Bryant's 81-point game against the Toronto Raptors absolutely lit up Jalen Rose. And ironically, it was on a Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday. Aww. So like 11 years
full circle. Full circle. Exactly.
So what do the Lakers do to honor Kobe for his 11th-year
81-point game? Because, you know, Kobe deserves all the honor and respect from every Laker player.
They literally scored less points than Kobe scored on that one night.
Aww.
The Lakers lose to the hopeless Dallas Mavericks of all teams.
Aww.
The Dallas Mavericks now 15-29 after the victory.
Right, right.
They lose 122-73. They lose by 49 points.
40 whole 9 points. 49 points is what I meant to say.
Kobe scored 81 points on that night. The Lakers scored 73 all of last night.
But they think about that so much. Like they started off bad.
Like the whole game.
That
was
game
bad.
It was one of those things. Like you remember when you play like Parks and Rec and stuff. And my nephew always says this when his team like does really well against another team. We mercied them. Like, you know, when like they stop taking score because it's a mercy rule.
Like, you need to play inside the key only.
Yes.
Like you can't play defense
outside. We mercied
them,
auntie. We mercied them. And that's what I can hear all the Mavericks players saying. We mercied them.
That's what happened. So some of the stats from last night and you compare to Kobe's game.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe obviously scored 8 more points than the whole team did last night.
Right.
Kobe in that game shot 61% from the floor, 54% from three. The Lakers shot 38% and 14% from 3-point range.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
14.
Couldn't buy a basket.
The Lakers made 28 field goals last night.
As a team.
As a team, as a mm-hmm. whole.
As the a team effort.
The Lakers made 28 field goals last night. Kobe Bryant made 28 field goals himself that night. I mean, like, and I've been actually impressed with the Lakers this year. Really, you know, really impressed.
They've been doing
16
good.
Wins.
Luke
Walton's really done a good job with this team.
I know. I'm happy for Luke. I'm glad it's been fair weather for him as far as that's concerned, because I wanted him to be successful there. I
a
wanted
young
it for
team
him.
Trying to turn them around. He's done a really good
really
job in my eyes. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot better than I thought. They have some good young pieces to build around. Brandon Ingram. Julius Randle, you have
D'Angelo
Russell, mm-hmm. you have Jordan Clarkson off the bench, who's not too bad.
Right.
So they have some good young pieces. They'll get another high draft pick this year. We'll see what happens. Maybe they'll win the lottery. Who knows?
Right.
But so, I mean, they've been kind of impressed with them, but now they've lost 6 of 7, and they're kind of just like falling apart now.
Season's getting long for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
They needed to wrap up. They needed to just wrap up.
Yeah, but anyways, last night they honored Kobe by doing the worst thing, their worst loss in franchise history.
Poor Cobes.
So some of the games on the NBA schedule for tonight, the Wizards will lock up with the Hornets, mm-hmm. the Spurs will battle the Nets. The Nets are not going to be having Jeremy Lin. He's going to be out at least 3 to 5 more weeks with a hamstring injury.
Oh.
The Clippers without CP3 and Blake Griffin will take on the Hawks. The Warriors will look to stay red hot in Miami against the Heat.
Yes.
Pauline, your Sacramento Kings will be on the road at the Palace of Auburn Hills to take on the Pistons.
We'll see how that goes.
You don't seem too thrilled with Sacramento.
You know,
right now.
I'm just, a lot's been, it's a rebuilding year.
Well, I mean, they were competing for a while for the number 8 seed. They're still technically in it, a game and a half out, but a 7-game homestand.
That's
and
what
you
I'm
win
saying.
Two games.
Let's get it together. That's not a good send off.
They went 2-5 in a 7-game homestand.
Oh my god.
And DeMarcus Cousins, we'll talk about him in one of the later segments next week, but not too friendly, having some more trouble with referees. But
can you blame don't get me started on DeMarcus. Anyway, so the Rockets are gonna go see the Milwaukee Bucks as well. Cleveland Cavaliers are gonna go see my guy Anthony Davis and the Pels. New York Knicks are going to face off with the Pacers. And then we have OKC taking on the Utah Jazz tonight. So Russell, again, he's mad. He's just so mad. So that's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm honestly done with Westbrook.
I'm looking forward to it.
You saw what happened last week when they played the Warriors. I know you talked about
it.
The
I know.
Zaza Pachulia, like, I'm gonna get him back, like.
Dude, he's so angry. He hates everyone.
That was like the that was one of the cheapest fouls.
One person.
That was like one of the cheapest fouls I've seen.
He
like Draymond fouling LeBron was harder than that. And true. That was a flop.
True, true.
And that was a flop. Like, oh, I'm gonna get him back for fouling me. Like, come on, Russ. Really, man? Like,
because it's the respect.
L.I.G., Russ, let it go.
Respect. It's a principle. Don't disrespect me. No.
See, we have different mindsets. But
no, I'm just saying that's what Russell's thinking.
Anyways, we'll
No disrespect.
We'll see if Westbrook can get another triple-double, as
we'll
you mentioned.
We'll see how it goes.
Tonight against Gordon Hayward and the Jazz. The right. Jazz, pretty good season, 29-16.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
Actually doing better than the Thunder. So.
So.
We'll have to see how that goes. But anyways, we'll take our last break on the show. After that, we'll talk some college basketball. A return for a certain player for Arizona. Spelled upset for UCLA. We'll talk about if the Wildcats are back on the West Coast and more right after the break at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
We are back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast talking some college hoops now. Recapping over the weekend. So number one, Villanova, they will retain their number one spot in the new rankings today as they defeated Providence 78-68. Josh Hart, monster performance. 25 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. They have a big game upcoming next week when they play Xavier, another ranked team. So Kansas, they stay atop with a win over Texas, 79-67. Devontae Graham had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Jared Allen for Texas, a huge game, 22 points, 19 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Texas have done a good job of producing some big men. Think of like Miles Turner, who plays for the Pacers.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Texas as well. They're doing a really good job of producing some big-time big men. And then number three, UCLA at home.
Yeah.
They lose at home to number 14, Arizona, 96-85. Lose by 11, so pretty convincingly. Kobe Simmons had 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Wildcats.
Right.
And then you had Lonzo Ball, of course, leading the way for UCLA. He had 24 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. But the story we'll talk about really quickly, the return of Alonzo Trier for Arizona, coming back from...
We spoke about him last week, so...
Coming back from a PED suspension, which forced him to miss every game so far in the season. He heard it from the fans, and of course, a kid using PEDs is not definitely a good thing. So,
at all.
Of course, you're going to hear it from the fans, and it's a college atmosphere.
It's kind
of,
yeah.
But he did have 12 points in his return, so he did contribute right away.
Which is nice. I'm glad for him as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, hopefully he can stay off the juice and not have any more...
No, because it was due to, what you call it? So... He was in a car accident last summer, and allegedly, supposedly, according to him, he didn't know what he was taking, and it was given to him from a family member. Correct. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Barry Bonds said that, too.
Oh,
look, I woke up, and I'm buffer than I've ever been. I don't know what happened.
Just don't do drugs, kids, at all.
You know what I mean?
Don't do it.
When people say that,
it's not worth it.
Come on.
It's not worth it.
You're serious?
So, I mean, I'm glad, like you said... Whether he did it purposely or not, I'm glad that now that he's come back, he was able to contribute because he was, they were definitely looking forward to him doing big things for him this year as a sophomore based upon his year last year. So it's good to see that 12 points from him.
And you'd think, oh, they're 14th in the nation. They're like an okay team. They only lost 2 games. They're still unbeaten in the Pac-12, given some of the top teams in the Pac-12. You think about Oregon. You think about UCLA now. So... I guess you can say Arizona are kind of that one team, especially on the West Coast, that could maybe make a deep run, fly under the radar. I've kind of compared them to North Carolina so far. I feel like North Carolina could be that one team, although they're playing a lot better now, so they're getting a little more recognition. They had a win on Saturday we'll talk about as well. But I feel like they could be like another team like North Carolina that kind of fly under the radar.
Arizona?
Yeah, they're getting healthier. They're getting their full squad back now. Trier will be a big contributor come March. So I feel like they could be a team on the West Coast because a lot of the media back East don't give the West Coast teams a lot of love anyway. You know,
of course. So. Yeah, you know, it's all good.
It seems like it's only Fox because Fox is an LA-based company. Yeah. They like cover all the LA teams. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so moving on. Number four, Gonzaga. They stay unbeaten with a 21-point win over Portland, 73-52.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga, for me, I feel like this will be a typical Gonzaga year. They'll probably go unbeaten, maybe lose one game, get a number one seed, maybe a two seed, and probably lose in the second round.
Oh. Yeah,
that's what they always do. They seem to always do that.
They're like you hype up and you're getting excited for them like all season, and then you're just like let down, and it's like, all right.
Seems like they always do that. They had the number one seed, and then they lost to like they lose to like an 8 or 9 seed.
Right.
They have a 2, and they lose to a 10 or a 7. Like, I feel like that's just typical Gonzaga. Like, no disrespect, but I don't know. Number 5, Kentucky pick up a big win within the top 25. They win 85-69 over South Carolina. Malik Monk doing it all year for Kentucky. He's going to be a top 5 pick. He's fantastic. 27 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. If there was one downside for Kentucky, De'Aaron Fox did leave the game with an ankle injury. I have to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But Sindarius Thornwell, the big, big stand-up performer in this game, he had 34 points for the Gamecocks. He had 6 rebounds as well. Number 6, Baylor win 62-53 over TCU. Manu Lekompte with 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists for the Bears. And Kenrich Williams led the way for the Horned Frogs. He had 16 points and 12 rebounds. Baylor just the one loss to West Virginia, so they're still fighting in the Big 12. I'll be interested to see what happens when they play Kansas.
Yeah, that'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, I really like a lot of good teams in the Big 12. Oklahoma's been okay.
Yeah.
Although they've taken a hit without Buddy Hield, obviously graduating this year, going on to the Pelicans. I'll be interested to see what happens when Baylor take on Kansas. That ought to be a good matchup. Number 7, Creighton with a big loss at home. They lose by 8 to Marquette. They give up 102 points.
Yeah.
College, you don't see that very often. But 102-94 loss to Marquette. Marquette was led by Luke Fisher. He had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. And Davion Mintz led the way for the Creighton Jays. 17 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. So Creighton, I mean, in the Big East, they're kind of taking a step up in division now since they've been there now. So, I mean, they're still a good team, 18-2 overall. So
yeah.
And then it was crazy how we had, I talked about it on the show on Wednesday. I did an updated top 25 poll.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 2 number 7s. Because they were basically tied points wise. I'm like, I don't know how you could really do that.
Yeah, it's it doesn't really happen too often. Exactly.
But both number 7s lose on Saturday.
Right.
Because West Virginia loses by 4 to Kansas State, 79-75. So we're not going to have 2 number 7s anymore.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to have to worry. It's like at a curse. All. It's like a curse of the 2
don't,
number
7s.
Yeah,
sevens. The 7s.
Like don't have it happen. So Tariq Phillip led the way for the Mountaineers. He had 20 points and 3 rebounds for Bob Huggins' side. North Carolina, as I mentioned, they did pick up a win on Saturday over Boston College on the road, 90-82. Kennedy Meeks led the way for the Tar Heels. He had 20 points and 9 rebounds. Kai Bowman, big day for BC, 33 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. Louisville kind of suffering a little bit in the ACC. Another loss to Florida State, 73-68. They're now 4-3 in the ACC. I talked about it on the show, though, on Wednesday. So many teams in the ACC are so good.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You have Florida State. You have Louisville. You still have Duke. You have North Carolina.
It's pretty, yeah.
Maryland are playing good. Like, the ACC is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So Louisville did lose, as I mentioned. Lily had a good day for Mangok Mathieng. He had 13 points and 13 rebounds. And then Jonathan Isaac led the way for the Seminoles, 16 points and 10 boards. Oregon continue to impress. They win 69-52 over Stanford. Stanford are just not a good team. 11-9 overall, 3-5 in the Pac-12. So Chris Boucher led the way for Oregon, 16 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double there. Butler with a 1-point victory on the road against DePaul. DePaul not the greatest team in the Big East, but Butler definitely they had to fight it out. It was a tough game. Went down to the wire. They hold on in overtime. They win by 70-69. 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists for Keith and Savage. That's a great name, Savage.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those like typical sports names.
Like, you have to be good in sports.
Like, you're like a linebacker, like tackle by Savage.
Yeah.
And then we have like Tom Savage, of Houston Texans quarterback.
Right.
But anyways, like Savage, a great game for Butler. He had 20 points to lead the Bulldogs. Notre Dame, another team in the ACC, that's fantastic.
Yep.
They beat Syracuse, who were kind of struggling, 84-66. Good day, although, for Tyler Lydon for Syracuse, 24 points and 10 rebounds. But VJ Beecham, 30 points and 7 rebounds for the Fighting Irish. And yet again, another team in the ACC. Virginia, number 16, Virginia, a 62-49 victory over Georgia Tech. Virginia, just such one of the best defensive teams. They always do a great job defensively, and I think they're going to be one of those teams that will make a deep run tournament time because of that. That's how
their defense.
Yeah, the game really slows down come tournament time, and defense kind of like overtakes a lot of things.
Yeah,
you have like individual stars kind of show out. They have London Perentis, who's capable of that. You know, Mariel Shayog led them in scoring with 19 points and 4 rebounds, but man, things happen. So some other scores, Duke continue to impress. They go back on their winning ways without Mike Krzyzewski. They won by 12 over Miami. Wisconsin go to overtime to defeat Minnesota on the road. Florida lose at home to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt always definitely a tough, tough team.
Right.
Cincinnati with a nice win. Purdue with a nice win. And St. Mary's beat Pepperdine by 20 out on the West Coast as well.
Doesn't surprise me.
So that's going to end our show for today, guys. Unfortunately, we are out of time here in the studio.
Right.
But Pauline will be back tomorrow talking all things basketball.
All things basketball.
Maybe a little Russell Westbrook against the Jazz tonight. Maybe he'll get another triple-double. Your boy.
I'm expecting it to...
She's expecting a triple-double, Russ. So you better,
Nothing less than a triple-double.
You better show up,
nothing
Russ.
Less.
Because Pauline is expecting it. So that's going to end the show for today.
12 and 10.
12 rebounds or 12 assists?
12 assists.
Or is he having 36 rebounds and 12?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, 36 rebounds.
No, but yeah, I get what you're saying. So we'll have to wait and see. I would expect, I mean, it's like death, taxes, Russell Westbrook's getting a triple-double. Yeah, it's like
he's
the three,
mad.
Like a three guarantees.
And he feels slighted right now. Oh, he's brewing as we speak. Oh, he's brewing.
He's got it on his mind all week about how he's not the starting point guard. Big
brewing.
Deal.
Hey.
Big
I'm telling
deal.
You, a lot of these guys take it real personal.
I sure as heck wouldn't, but anyways, that's just me.
I just want to make the team.
Exactly.
The all-star team. I'd be like, cool.
I don't even want to do that. I don't want to get injured. I want to rest.
Oh, okay.
I want to do the three-point contest, like Larry Bird style, just come in my warm-ups. Yeah. And
shoop, shoop,
just stand there,
call
have,
it a day.
Have a soda,
be
maybe
like,
a
thank
beer.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye.
Exactly. I wouldn't
Thursday.
Even want to do that.
Until Thursday.
But anyways, that's an inclusive show for you guys. My name is Ben.
I'm Pauline.
She'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back Wednesday. And thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.